This afternoon, I have chosen a passage from the Minor Prophets.
今天我从小先知书选的今天的经文，and
from the book of Habakkuk.
从哈巴谷书。
And the first four verses of the book.
这书里面的前四节。
It's near the end of the Old Testament. And at the end of the Old Testament, there's a group of 12 small little books. I believe it's the 8th one, but it's hard for me to like tell you precisely which page it is at. Now, if you have found it, let me read first chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
第一章一到四节，不找到哪一页？哈巴谷一章一到四节。
Let me read this in from the ESV version, and then I'll let Dean to read it in the from the Chinese.
我先读英文。
You do English?
No, and then we'll have everyone.
Okay. All right.
对，我先读英文，再来请大家一起读中文。
The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes for perverted. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your precious word. May you give us also understanding and obedience. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We know very little about Habakkuk. And the book is not very long. But the book starts with a very interesting beginning. It starts with a very has a very interesting introduction. In fact, the book has three sections. The first section is the complaints of Habakkuk, and then God's response. And then in chapter 2, in the second section, he complains again and God responds again. And in the last chapter of Habakkuk, you know Habakkuk has changed.
到了最后一章，我们会看到哈巴谷他这个人变了。
You have seen that he has made a lot of complaints.
他已经控告了很多。
But then at the end, he ends the whole book with praises.
但是他在最后就是称他是称颂耶和华。
In the end, he has found rest in God's power and sovereignty.
他终于看到耶和华的万能，他就提到什么价值。
So here in the beginning, these four verses, we see how Habakkuk actually complains to God.
这前四章，四节我们看到哈巴谷的控告。
Well, it depends on what kind of God you believe.
我们当然也要看我们到底是相信什么种的神。
Chinese believe in a God who would, Chinese believe in a God who would receive roast pig and alcohol.
华人神是喜欢收到烤肉，还有烈酒。But
that God also would not eat that meat nor drink that alcohol.
那这位神又吃不了那个肉，喝不了那个酒。
Because we know that God is unable to do that.
因为我们知道这神是没法吃没法喝。
Because the Chinese God is made with wood or ceramic.
因为这个神是用木头来做的，或是陶瓷。
Nor can you actually talk to or interact with this Chinese God.
你也没法跟这位神有互动或是沟通。
So you look at this book, it's kind of interesting.
所以你如果看哈巴谷这本书，你会觉得非常的奇怪。
Because Habakkuk interacts with God.
因为哈巴谷跟上帝有来往有沟通。
The complaints of Habakkuk is meaningful only if someone's listening.
哈巴谷如果一直要控告这个，除非有人听，那他都是白控告。
You would think that's meaningless to talk to someone who would not respond to you.
你如果跟一个不会跟你沟通的人讲话，那这个其实是没有意思。
Unless you're parents.
除非你是爸爸。
And sometimes we have to say something.
我们有时候还是硬要说一些事。
Yeah, but here, you see, there's such a book here because we assume that God is a living God. You can interact with Him.
但是我们有这本书，因为我们相信我们的神是会听我们，我们可以跟他有沟通。
Very different from the God that a Chinese usually has.
这就是跟华人神是非常不一样的。
And when you read this, you will see that actually Habakkuk repeatedly made a lot of complaints here.
我们看到哈巴谷有控告的内容很多，就一直控告。
In the second verse,
第二节,
he repeatedly saying that he cried for help, but it seems like God is not responding.
他都一直控告说他一直呼求，一直哀求，但是都没有人回应。
The third verse,
第三节,
it seems like God let Habakkuk see a lot of things, but all those are very negative, destructive things.
第三节好像上帝有让哈巴谷看了很多负面的东西。
Well, think about this. What's the point of seeing all this destruction?
是为了什么呢？为什么要看到那么多的强暴？
I remember a journalist
who made
a movie, right? Made a movie about the Nanking massacre.
好像有拍一部电影是讲关于南京的大屠杀。
And for many years after she made that movie or made that documentary,
很多年后,
she finally commit suicide and kill herself.
她自己自杀。
Because you cannot see so much destruction in your life, and there's when if there especially if there's no outlet. So rightfully, Habakkuk in verse 3 saying, destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. And then the social structure or the structure that God put in place in that society actually is not functional. Law is paralyzed. Justice never goes forth. The righteous are surrounded by the wicked. Justice goes forth perverted. So it has never go forth, and yet it has go forth. That means it says something actually that the justice is turning upside down. So in front of Habakkuk, everything is not right. Although in this book we do not know the precise personal information about Habakkuk. We don't know the precise situation of the country, which is Judah, the southern kingdom. But we kind of think that the country is near its end. You know the history of this Israel, this country. The country was unified under David. But then it was expanded under Solomon. But then, right after Solomon, the country was divided into the northern kingdom and southern kingdom. There was no godly king in the northern kingdom. So the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria. But then in the southern kingdom, it still persists a little bit. But then also because of the unfaithfulness of these kings in the southern kingdom, God will also send these people into exile. So we are near the end of this, the end of this kingdom right here. You see, what Habakkuk complains about are things about his society, about things happening around them. Something are legal, something about some of the problems are moral. But for the reason why Habakkuk wrote this letter, this book, is because the social and the judicial problem there is an even more important problem. It is a spiritual problem. And that's why Habakkuk addressed this issue to God. A lot of time when we see problems, when we see our issues, we usually think these issues are outside of us. Our kids would not listen to us. We say because this is the kid's immaturity. We are sometimes we are criticized. We think that these other persons out there, they are no good. And maybe they are not smart. So it's something to do with their intelligence. And sometimes in the news you hear about whatever the president is saying. Whatever he's tweeting. You think and you say this is his issue with his character. But here, I think reading this passage here, it gives us another perspective about all the things that's happening. A spiritual issue. For anything we see happening around us, we need to know what the spiritual issue is. Otherwise, we don't actually know what's going on. You see, when Habakkuk was suffering, he cried out to God. He cried to God and asked for help. His question is about time. How long will you let me in this situation? Why will you not save me? Well, I think because of Habakkuk and his role as a prophet. He knows where he should go to address his problems. He talked about time, how long with God. When we just focus on these four verses, we have no solution, apparently. Because a solution actually comes after these verses. But for us, we know if there is a time that God will put us in a difficult situation. We also know that He would take us out of it. There is a limit to how much Jesus will suffer. There is a limit to how long Israel will stay in Egypt. And after that period, Jesus came back to life and Israel will leave Egypt. However, in the middle of our suffering, we probably would not see that. But this verse here reminds us that Habakkuk actually would know there is a limit to that suffering. The punishment God has for Judah has a limit. God will not punish Judah forever. Because as a chosen people of God, Judah will repent. And the remnant will be returned to Palestine. So when we ask God about this question, how long? I think we can ask that question. What Habakkuk has asked here isn't different from what a lot of psalmists have asked in the Psalter. How long? Same thing for our suffering, our troubles. But our solution would be to trust in a God who put a limit on suffering. If we continue to verse 3, Habakkuk complains about what he has seen. Habakkuk complained that he has seen iniquity and God has not done a thing. Habakkuk has seen destruction and violence. Strife and contention. And sometimes it just describes what happens to us here. How we see things is important. Apparently, Habakkuk has so far only talked about what he has seen. Everything negative. But because of this, it reminds us that we can see something positive. And in another way, actually, this verse may also show us that we should not trust in what we see sometimes. What you see is not all there is. There are always more out there. Especially if we believe in a God who is bigger than all our problems. And there is always a mystery in our life. The mystery is that we don't know why God let us see suffering.
Uh,
And sometimes it's just not seeing these sufferings, but he, God put us in the middle of those sufferings. That is always a problem for believers. And it's a bigger problem when the non-believers tease us with these sufferings we have. Did you read the news last weekend?
你有读到上礼拜的新闻吗?
What's happened in Escondido, California?
在埃斯堪蒂罗加州发生的事.
A member of a Presbyterian church.
有个长老会教会的其中一个。
Got his guns. Went to a synagogue and shoot up those people there. I think it's fine that if this 19-year-old kid just kills somebody there. For those of us who is in ministry, have a bigger problem. Because when he did that, he wrote a 7-page manifesto. To justify his action. Citing what he has learned in the church and citing scripture. My friend in the OPC church was really troubled. But I'm a little bit better because we're not in the OPC. But that news article that talk about the OPC church teaching.
但是那篇文章有提到OPC教会所教导
The article also talk about the PCA
但是那篇文章也同时也讲到PCA教会
Saying the PCA also would teach similar things
那篇文章也说PCA教导的也是跟OPC的几乎是一样
So there are things like around us that create problems for us you don't actually have to look for it
所以我们周围都没有东西是会有问题的，你不一定要去找问题。
Because the problem will come to you.
问题就都会找你。
So how do we deal with something like this?
所以发生这种事，我们应该怎么办呢？
And then, oh boy, and then a few days later, after this incident.
这个在埃斯堪蒂罗加州，这个是几天后。
I thought I think this thing is just like die down and nothing and go away. And a disciple of me. Wrote something nasty to me. He's saying that the white people and the black people just go away. Yeah, that's a polite way to say it. But he means that he would take them away. I'm glad that he's not in the US. He's in another country. But these things trigger one another. It just come up. And here in verse 3, those things are triggered by a spiritual condition of the country. And we read in the news how people look at Christianity also triggered by the spiritual condition of this country. Strife and contention. Destruction and violence. But if we all focus on these things, we will not be able to sleep. You have something more personal in your life like that. Someone may criticize you. You may try to wholeheartedly help someone, but you're rejected. I think what this book is telling us is that we should look upon Jesus in facing all these problems. Because there's not much I can do with these disciples sending me these messages. Because as if I try to correct or criticize him, I wonder if that will actually encourage him to do something. At times when you see trouble and strife, we need to look first upon Jesus, our spiritual hope. Before we will get wisdom to handle things happening in our life. Verse 4 talks about justice, talks about legal issue. It does not work. You know, there is injustice in the society. Because the spiritual health of the society is not well. They are tied together. At the end of the kingdom of Judah, near the end of it, because the Jewish people worship a lot of false god, disregard God's law. They would not embrace. They would not embrace fairness and justice. They treasure actually would be profits and gains. One of the gods the Jewish people at that time would worship is the is a god called Moloch.
当时那些犹太人他们有崇拜一个月假神叫摩。
Moloch, you know what Moloch received as a gift?
你知道这位神要的是什么吗？
In order to receive blessing from Moloch,
你如果要Moloch赐福你,
you need to give him your children as a burnt offering.
你要献上你的孩子当作活祭。
So Moloch is shaped like a metal statue.
对，Moloch他好，他的
And there are holes in this statue. And you offer your son through this hole into the fire. In those days, there are people who are willing to offer children to Moloch like that. For what? For blessings.
为了什么？是为了Moloch赐福他。You
can see how ironic that is. It's strange.
你可以看到对的，有多么的奇怪。
But don't be too surprised about something like that.
但是你不要太大呢。
Injustice against the kids will happen today.
我们看到现在今天的那个公理和孩子的关系。
You don't know how much we treasure ourselves and our identity and our success disregard our kids.
我们常常为了要追求我们对我们有利的，我们常常就忽略了我们的孩子。We
sacrifice our kids for the sake of our life.
为了我们自己的生命，我们可以不要我们的孩子。Sometimes
we would sacrifice our kids for the sake of the future of our kids.
或者有的时候我们会，我们可以忽略我们孩子现在，我们是为我们孩子的将来而想。Do
you understand what I just said?
你了解我的意思吗？
You say that, oh, I'm doing this for my kids.
我们常说，我们是为了我们的孩子做这件事。
But then in doing that, you have to disregard them. You cannot really spend a lot of time with them. So in the worship of these idols, there are lots of immorality and lots of injustice and lots of lies going around.
有很多的不公义的事，而且有很多的欺骗人，很多的撒谎。
The last clause of this whole passage says justice goes for perverted.
最后第四节最后一句，所以公义显然颠倒。But
we live in such a world.
但是我们就是活在这个世界。At
times we are part of it.
有时候我们还是这世界的一部分。And
that's because we consider ourselves to be much more important than anything else.
因为我们把自己看得很高，觉得我们比谁都好，比什么都好重要。So
these verses point us to the glory of God and Jesus, not ourselves.
所以这篇经文也提醒我们这个。
Your work, your life is actually, I can say, almost secondary. But when you put the glory of God first, these things will be in order.
把上面的荣耀放到第一位，那你生命的一切也都顺序都对。And
you also have the freedom to take and leave a certain things around you.
你才有真正的自由，可以放下一些该放下的。If
you do not have this freedom,
你如果没有这个自由，
we will be very miserable.
因为是会非常悲哀。And
therefore we need to repent before Jesus.
所以我们就需要悔改，要跟主耶稣悔改。We
need him to give us wisdom to handle our life.
我们需要请求耶稣给我们智慧。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. You too have shown us injustice. You have also shown us destructions around us. But Father, we ask that you also you would change our hearts. To repent and receive Jesus in our life. That we may have ability and hope to handle these problems around us. And also the problems within us. We thank you for this, your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.